Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Moore. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Berry and he is out, Miller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field. Simons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simons. Webb moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pickering moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Berry steals second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Group settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Simons moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Pickering moves to second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries has Miller trapped. There's the throw to Grubb and back to Jeffries, who tags Miller for the out. Pickering moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Pickering moves to third. Berry moves to second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Sweeney moves to third. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Webb reaches second base with a double. Rein moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller is walked intentionally. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pickering hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rein scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Miller moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Red Sox. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Jim Moore. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 4 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to third. Simons moves to second. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fonseca scores. Simons moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simons scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Red Faber. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Hal McCain pinch hits for John Kerr. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.